It's 32 minutes past the hour. I'm John Larson. It's time for sports. The Missouri S&T Lady Miners used a pair of sixth-inning rallies to sweep past Drury 3-1 and 2-1 on Wednesday afternoon at the S&T softball field. The Lady Miners broke a 1-1 tie in the opener with a pair of runs in the sixth and then scored the game winner on a sacrifice fly in the sixth in the nightcap. After winning a road series for the first time this season, Missouri S&T's baseball team will look to duplicate that again this weekend when it plays a four-game series against Truman State in Kirksville, Missouri. The Miners and the Bulldogs will face off in noon doubleheaders on Friday and Saturday as both are coming off their most successful weekends in the Great Lakes Valley Conference play this season. Missouri S&T won 3-4 at Rockhurst while Truman split a four-game series with Maryville.
Boy, Mike Leake has looked great so far in spring. That's a knuckle curve.
Mike Leake outpitched 2016 NL Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer. Stephen Piscotty homered and had five RBIs. And the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 6-1 on Wednesday to avoid a three-game sweep.
Hit high down the right field side. Deep at the foul pole. Right at the pole. And it gets out of here.
Andrew Triggs pitched six shutout innings. Jed Lowrie drove in three runs, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 8-3 Wednesday night. The A's have won eight in a row over the Royals, six of those coming at Kauffman Stadium, and most of them in romps. Oakland has outscored the Royals 53-15 in the games played in Kansas City.
Set up Tarasenko. He'll spin on Koivu. Right out in front. A chance. They score! Joel Edmondson gets the goal. St. Louis wins.
Joel Edmondson scored for St. Louis at 17 minutes, 48 seconds of overtime. Jake Allen made a career-high 51 saves, and the Blues sneaked into Minnesota to steal Game 1 of their first-round series from the Wild with a 2-1 victory on Wednesday. The Nationals' number one recruit made his college choice official Wednesday when swingman Michael Porter Jr. signed a letter of intent to play for new coach Quanzo Martin at Missouri. I'm John Larson, KMST Sports.